It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host on WGN Radio. This morning's show is one I sure hope you're going to enjoy. I'm off my timing by 6 months. Usually in the spring of every year, I have a conversation with Hank Burdine from Greenville, Mississippi, about the water levels of the Mississippi River. But as I reported a year ago, unfortunately, Hank has gone on in the world, and he's no longer able to provide what have been really educational and wonderful reports on what's taking place in the Mississippi River. So this week I found myself at the base of the Mississippi River, down at the funnel at the end where it flows into the Gulf of Mexico and then back up in the Natchez, Mississippi, where I got together with a longtime friend of mine who's also a considerable expert on the Mississippi River and timber lands in the south, and Howard Jones. Howard, thank you for joining us this morning on the Great Outdoors Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Charlie.
So you've actually done this show before with me a number of years ago when you were having horrific floods in the lower Mississippi. And why I say I'm 6 months off on the show is in the spring, obviously, you have the rising of the river, and it makes national news every year, and we cover the areas that are not on the national news. And here we are in October when actually you're at a low river. But the issues that are taking place are relevant to everyone who feeds a pipe into the Mississippi River, whether it's a tributary up in Montana or whether it's those listening in Chicago, and obviously all the way south, you're the largest, everything between the Appalachians and the Rockies and on even up in Saskatchewan drains right by your house in Natchez, Mississippi. And so I thought I would touch base today on a couple of things. First is, what has taken place over the last few years after these terrible floods in the Mississippi River subsided? What's the result? And then also, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about what's being talked about in the Mississippi River, and that's the slowing of the river, hard to believe. And then what's happening on the Gulf Coast with the fact that people are having to leave the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. We know it's sinking, but now the insurance companies are making it even tougher to live there. So let's start, though, Howard. You've been in the timber business. Your family has for generations now. You know that the timber and the river of the Mississippi as well. Can you kind of explain to us what's taking place and why in Chicago, Illinois, where I'm talking to you from this morning, why we should care in Chicago and how we're actually either part of the problem or part of the solution?
Well, it's a long story, and we have a lumber company, a hardwood sawmill that sits on the Mississippi River, and we've been here since 1911, and we've fed that mill with timber from management tracks, much of which came from what we call the Batcher, which is the area alongside of a tributary that's typically a floodplain. So anywhere from the channel of a river to where the ground gets high enough to where it doesn't flood is typically called a Batcher. And there's been a lot of changes along the Mississippi River, and the Corps of Engineers in around 1963 put in the Old River Control Structure, and that was in a process that was to keep the Mississippi River basically flowing down out towards the Gulf, the area where you were talking about being earlier, down below New Orleans. What the river really wants to do is go to Morgan City down the Atchafalaya, because it's a much quicker and less serpentine route. But that control structure was put in, and we think that's what started causing some of our increased floodings. We not too long in 1973 we had a big flood, and then we had a lot of floods through the 70s. The floods have become more and more prevalent. The highest ever was in 2011. There was a big one in 2008 and 1997, and then the one that really did so much timber in the Batcher was in 2018, 2019. It wasn't one of the highest floods, although it was well above flood stage, but the water stayed up for so long and effectively just drowned the trees. The root system stayed underwater so long that it killed millions and millions of feet of timber, decimated tens of thousands of acres of recreational and agricultural land, and we're faced with trying to figure out now how to exist in this new world.
So this new world, Howard, and thank you for joining us, by the way, and you are one of the foremost authorities in America on hardwood timber forests and the Mississippi alluvial plain, and this is a loss not only to industry, but it's a huge loss to wildlife. And obviously we all know that the lower Mississippi is one of the most important migratory bird routes in the whole world, but certainly in North America. And as you lose these huge stands of timber and hardwoods, describe a little bit the impact to this happening, not only to wildlife, but to waterfowl, but to deer and turkey and the whole ecosystem.
Well, it's just absolutely devastating, Charlie. I mean, the turkeys and the badger are gone, essentially. They're just not here. The deer have to leave when their land goes underwater. Thousands and thousands of deer have drowned. A little, dirty secret is how many deer get shot when they run out of their bachelor, where they naturally have a place to live and eat, and they get out in these agricultural fields, and these farmers, feel like, they're such a pest, they have to get rid of them, plus thousands and thousands of the deer get run over, and very often these animals won't come back to the bachelor, which has historically been some of the best hunting land, anywhere in the United States and arguably in the world.
Well, that's where Teddy Roosevelt came to hunt, as we all recall.
Right, came to hunt the bear up in the Delta. But yeah, and the the squirrels, the tree dies, they don't have a place to live. They don't have acorns. The all these oak trees that this waterfowl likes to, drop down and eat these acorns. They're dead. So we've just lost, an ecosystem that supported all this wildlife, and it can conceivably come back. The badger, the soil is so good, it does have a way of healing itself, but it takes time. And the expert hydrologists, that I've talked to are telling me that the bottom of the channel of the Mississippi River is graded. It's not as deep as it was. It's not as wide as it was. It's silted in. And we're going to have more and more flood events like we had in 2018, 2019, moving forward. So the future does not look good for the badger, both either economically or recreationally.
Well, before we go to the break, Howard, let's just take for a moment to talk about the water all coming by Natchez, Mississippi, where your mill is and where you live, and all the way on south. It's coming from somewhere. In about the next 90 seconds, can you just give a brief description of how so much of America passes literally by your front door?
Well, it does. The Mississippi River starts in Minnesota, and there's many, many tributaries that feed into it on its way to the Gulf. And it literally drains about two-thirds of our country. You can't overstate the significance of the Mississippi River waterway in the United States of America.
And yet, sitting here in Chicago, we know that every time a subdivision is built, every time any time pavement is poured, we're putting water faster into, in our case, the Des Plaines or the Fox, or into the Chicago River, any number of very tiny tributaries. Could be some things that people never even heard of, just a ditch. And yet all of that, the drop of water that goes into the Des Plaines today, is going to flow out when it goes out by Venice, Louisiana, months from now, right?
Exactly. And also a lot of the tributaries that flow into the Mississippi River have been levied up. They've built levees where where, you know, traditionally we had these floodplains where you'd have these high rain events and the water would just dissipate. It would get out of the banks of some of these tributaries and the floodplain. Well, we've lost so much of the floodplain because of, you know, and development like you talked about. And it comes by so much faster now and so much quicker. A drop of water in Chicago gets to Natchez so much faster than it used to.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, Howard. When we come back, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what some of the solutions might be. It's never good to talk about problems without solutions. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you so much for listening to The Great Outdoors Show, the outdoor voice of Chicago and America. This is Charlie Potter, your host. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go, worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here. Howard Jones of Natchez, Mississippi, is my guest this morning, a sincere expert on the hardwood forests of the lower Mississippi River Valley and the Mississippi River itself. And Howard, we were talking in the first part of the show about some of the problems that have occurred. And let me ask you, Howard, in your view, what are some of the solutions? It's getting worse over time, significantly worse, the amount of flooding, the frequency of flooding, and most importantly, in your case, as you said, the duration of flooding. What needs to be done, in your view, in the coming years by the Corps of Engineers, led by the Corps, to reduce this huge impact that it's having on not only the wildlife and ecological impacts of the Mississippi Valley, but also the economic impacts?
Yeah, unfortunately, this has gone on for so long that the solutions may be too expensive or impossible. I think dredging is something people talk a lot about, you know, dredging the channel back out to what it was so it could handle more water. That's incredibly expensive. And where do you put the spoil? Some people suggest that, you know, it ought to be barged down to the Gulf and kind of rebuild our coastline. Again, it's going to cost a lot of money. I think they should revisit the formula that they go by, which is about 50 years old, that the Corps goes by, whereby they allow 70% of the flow of the Mississippi River to go to the mouth of the Gulf, and they allow 30% to go to out the Atchafalaya basin out to the Gulf. I think that formula needs to be revisited, and maybe a little bit more flow needs to go out the Atchafalaya. It's going to be a very difficult fix, and it may be impossible, Charlie. I hate to be pessimistic, but it's the problem's just going on too long.
But the status quo is obviously unacceptable, both from a point of view of the river itself. We know there's going to be more and more water put into the river in the coming years. Development's not going to stop. I mean, there are going to be more houses in Minneapolis, and we don't think about it, but there are going to be more houses in Kansas City, and there's going to be more drainage in Saskatchewan. So you're going to get the same amount of water. You're just going to get it faster.
That's right, and we're going to have less of a channel to be able to handle it. So it's going to go over its banks. It's going to damage both public and private property. Public in that there's a lot of 16th section school lands that the school systems depend on for income that are going to be damaged and have been damaged. some of them almost, you know, irreparably. And so, you know, it's going to continue to be a problem. There was a big lawsuit going on where the state of Mississippi has brought a suit against the United States, basically an eminent domain case, and said that the United States had taken a flowage easement on this property and not paid, you know, the landowners for that easement. And recently, a judge, a District of Columbia judge, ruled summary judgment and dismissed the case because they felt like the plaintiffs did not bring the case within the statute of limitations. I think that's going to be, I know it's going to be appealed. I think it was a bad ruling, but nonetheless, that was the ruling. So right now, there's really no remedy for what's happening to this land.
Well, Howard, we've got about a minute left, and I would offer this. You're going to find strange bedfellows. One is that in our efforts to reduce the effect of climate change, we need to have more hardwood forests. And the lower Mississippi was, of course, the bastion of hardwood forests in all of North America, and something like 90% are gone or something like that. So the idea of destroying more of them probably goes against thought. And the other is, of course, the Gulf Coast is sinking, right? It's disappearing, and it's disappearing because it's not getting the sedimentation it used to get. So maybe you find out that really the allies to saving all this ultimately are saving the Louisiana marsh and also doing some things to plant more trees in America.
Well, I certainly hope so, Charlie. And I want to thank you for you know, allowing me to talk about this, something I'm very passionate about. And it's really a very devastating thing that's happening, you know, in our country, and more people need to know about it.
Well, and unfortunately, as you said, Howard, it's an area where not a lot of people live. If this was happening, believe me, if this was happening in Chicago or St. Louis or Minneapolis, it would be getting a lot more attention. But thank you for taking the time, and thank you for all you've done on behalf of really wonderful timber management for, as you said, for well over 100 years now. And the hardwood forests of the lower Mississippi are one of our country's greatest ecological resources, and it's such a shame to see them being destroyed. And hopefully this has helped everybody this morning listening figure out some of the things that are going on. It's not something you read in the front page of the newspapers, but it is something that's really important to the future of America. So thank you very much, Howard. I certainly appreciate it. I'll be back
next Sunday morning with
much more in the Great Outdoors. And thank you, and have a great week in the Great Outdoors ahead. This is Charlie Potter, and the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.